DJ Delia Mobile.
TMW, good afternoon.
How's it going?
Well, now headed to the house.
Workday's over, made it past Monday. Tomorrow's Tuesday and then hump day.
Yep, the story of my life.
Neighborhood here, and there's a school bus went by me. Today was the first day of school, I guess, and today is the first day I have to wait on a school bus in the subdivision.
Yeah, I stopped at a red light up here in where Lyman. I see three school buses right here at the red light.
Are there any kids left in our neighborhood? I guess there is. Well, I guess some of the houses have had people swap out. Some of the people that were old when I moved here are gone, and new families are moving in, so we're getting a new batch of kids, I guess. I don't know. Been a long time since I saw a school bus in this neighborhood.
In our neighborhood, the kids had to walk down to the end, but I believe they're all gone now. Well, no, there's some. Their neighborhood, but I guess the parents take them.
Some nice buses. I forget what Jeffrey used to call the bus. He called it something. He had a name for it. But, yellow something. I can't remember. But anyway, that bus looks nicer than my car.
Really a lot nicer than they were back in our day, right?
When they had those old steel benches and the old straw stuffed leather that was about a half inch thick for the padding on the seat that was all torn up because they never did keep doing any maintenance on it. Yeah, they're a whole lot nicer nowadays.
Yeah. A couple of years, my bus driver was a school teacher, and of course, he never got off on time, so we were always last to leave the school parking lot.
My friends that were bus drivers, I never was one. But now I'm behind it. They're leaving the neighborhood, and every window is up on that bus. Every window's closed. That means that bus is air-conditioned. There was such thing as an I guess you'd call it 40-40. 40 windows down going 40 miles an hour was our air conditioner back then.
Get them little vents on the top. You know what I mean? Like you said, the high school kids could drive them. They wouldn't even think about that now.
The kids aren't driving buses anymore.
I suspect you probably got to be 21, but I don't know that.
I'm driving them when we were going to school. That was back in the 70s, in the mid-70s. That's the only people that drove them were high school students.
Yeah, bus shortage these days, right? And now you got a bus driver and a monitor. They didn't even have a monitor when we were on there.
I know we're talking about that. Our monitor, I think the only monitor, well, I did ride the bus for a while till I got a car. I was 14 when I got my first car, and I didn't have to ride the bus anymore. But up until that time, the monitor was the driver, and when the driver said attention, you went to attention. You paid attention to him, did what he said.
More respect back then than you do nowadays.
I know. I went to school for 2 weeks with my son when he was in junior high, or might have been high, junior high. And it was atrocious. Those kids didn't pay any attention to what the teacher was doing. None whatsoever. The kids controlled the class, not the teacher.
Why kids nowadays don't know anything. The little hostess there where my wife works, she's, I don't know, 15, 16. 16 people came in, needed to be split between two tables, had to ask how many that was at each table.
But there are a few that are still doing good. There weren't that many that took school as serious as a lot back in those days. But there were some. I think it's probably about the same now. I think there are some that do take it seriously. There has to be. They're still, you know, filling the shoes of chemists and astronauts and physics and doctors and teachers and, you know, the likes of all of that. When all that goes out, that's when we'll really be in trouble.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that maybe you were wishful thinking that they were all going to fill those spots. I think they're thinking that somebody else is going to do it. We're definitely going to be in trouble.
They're still sticking to it. Well, I'm right next to your house. I'm at Ingalls, so I'm probably going to be swamping your front end. Well, no, I'm on mid power. I'm on 10 watts, so you're probably going to be fine. But I'm pulling into the Ingalls parking lot, so I'll probably catch you when I... No, you might be on your way home. You might not be near the house yet. But anyway, I'll catch you when I come out if you're still around. W4DJW.
All right, Dave. Yeah, I'll be around you about another 20 minutes anyway. I'm all the way up here in Lyman. So I'll catch you. Good to talk to you. 73 KN4 GFW.